Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. intelligence officials are blaming Iran for intimidating emails telling recipients to vote for President Trump or else. National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe says Iranian and Russian operatives have obtained U.S. voter information. Ratcliffe says it's unclear how Russia may be using the data, but that both countries are trying to disrupt the 2020 election. President Trump spent the eve of his final debate with Joe Biden at a rally in North Carolina. Trump telling a crowd in Gastonia that their options are clear.
This election is a choice between a Trump super recovery or a Biden steep depression. And that's what you're going to have. It's between a Trump boom or a Biden lockdown. He wants to lock you down, you know. By the way, I love this state. You got to get your governor to open up your state here. Got to get him to open up.
Trump also told those gathered that he's saving the suburbs from crime and low-income housing. Former President Obama campaigned in Philadelphia this evening, urging voters to choose Joe Biden. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports on Obama's first in-person campaign event for this election.
Obama didn't mince words during his speech at the drive-in-style rally, calling this, quote, the most important election of our lifetimes. He slammed President Trump for his response to the coronavirus pandemic and admonished him for using inflammatory rhetoric.
America is a good and decent place, but we've just seen so much noise and nonsense that sometimes it's hard for us to remember.
Biden is currently polling several percentage points ahead of Trump in Pennsylvania, which Trump won in 2016 by just 44,000 votes. That Biden deployed Obama to Pennsylvania shows just how crucial the swing state is in Biden's race to the White House. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States will not change its policy towards Syria to win the release of detained Americans. The story from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Freelance journalist Austin Tice went missing in Syria 8 years ago. Two top U.S. officials reportedly traveled to Damascus earlier this year to discuss the case, and Syria demanded that U.S. troops leave. Secretary Pompeo says the U.S. doesn't pay in any form for the return of hostages.
Our ask is that the Syrians release Mr. Tice, tell us what they know. They have chosen not to do that so far. We'll continue to work for the return not only of Austin, but of every American that's held. We're not going to change American policy to do that.
U.S. troops are in northern Syria fighting the remnants of ISIS. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Wall Street stocks closed lower with the Dow falling 97 points. This is NPR News. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma has agreed to pay $8.3 billion in penalties for its role in the opioid crisis, which has been linked to more than 470,000 U.S. deaths since 2000. Purdue will also plead guilty to three federal charges as part of a settlement with the Justice Department. The deal does not release Purdue's owners from criminal liability, but some attorneys general say it doesn't hold them accountable either. A missing painting by a modernist master has been found in New York, just in time to join an exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. NPR's Netta Ulibi has more.
Jacob Lawrence is best known for his epic series of paintings that chronicle the great migration of African Americans from the South to industrial cities in the early 1900s. Lawrence created a number of series. One of them now touring the U.S. is called Struggle. It showcases the history of American democracy. Since it was created in the mid-1950s, some of the panels have been lost. Curators hoped the new exhibition might spark interest in the missing panels. Now, one's been found. A visitor to the Met recently realized a neighbor owned one. That painting has been loaned for the show's last 2 weeks in New York before traveling to museums in Birmingham, Alabama, Seattle, Washington, and Washington, D.C. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
In a departure from official church teaching, Pope Francis is voicing support for civil unions for LGBTQ couples. The Pope says homosexuals are children of God and have the right to be part of a family. Francis discusses the matter in a documentary presented today in Rome. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.